views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the leading edge of personal, social, and global transformation, The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, is making connections that inspire and accelerate individual and collective awakening. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers from around the world to explore social change, the generative power of conscious, co-creative practice, and what's emergent with health, science, spirituality, and the evolution of consciousness. Break through the illusion of separation, explore the infinite field of possibilities, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, everyone, and welcome, welcome. Thanks for tuning us in today. Hey, you are listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio, and I'm Dr. Julie Kroll. I am so glad you are joining us here today because you know us. We love to explore our interconnected lives, and I have a very special treat for you today. So from the beginning of time, humankind has been on this quest to understand the concept of the soul. Through generations, theologians, scholars, philosophers, mystics, and even artists, musicians, and poets have attempted to describe it in an easily digestible manner. To this day, the terms soul and spirit are used interchangeably. Is the true meaning of either being accurately presented and understood? It's a good question. I hope we can find out the answer today. Last night in a class I was teaching, I was playing with the definition of the unified field. And is that the spirit realm? I was also teaching about consciousness and energy. And what I'm noticing is that as we begin to bridge science and spirituality, East and West, we're using a lot of mixed up and hybrid terms because we just don't have the language yet. So, what is the difference between spirit and soul? And why do we have a body? And here's another good question. How often do we hear that to fulfill our soul's destiny, we're to follow the path of love? What the heck does that really mean? Anyway, well, I invite you to take a few deep breaths, bring your awareness into this moment, and open your mind, connect with your heart. Settle in with your essential self as I introduce my guest. He is considered a spiritual pioneer and one of the world's most celebrated and respected spiritual teachers. He's brought a mindful awareness to the subject of communication with the dead into the public psyche for the past 30 years. Yes, 30. I said 30 years. Through his work, he shares his experience and insights so that others will benefit in opening up their hearts and make a connection with their own spiritual self. During his career, he has worked with international heads of state, religious world leaders, and many entertainment celebrities. His work has brought spiritual insights to millions with his numerous guest appearances on shows like Oprah, Dr. Phil, Larry King Live, 2020, The View. I could go on and on and on. He's also a number one New York Times best-selling author with many of his books, including Talking to Heaven, and now his newest release just out, Adventures of the Soul. He's the creator and producer of CBS's long-running series, The Ghost Whisperer, starring Jennifer Love Hewitt. And by now, you probably know I'm talking about medium James Van Praagh. Yes, it is James. Welcome, James.
Thank you, Julie. Thank you for that lovely introduction, and I appreciate you having me on your show, and it's very nice of you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm really excited to talk about your book and what have you, but I first I have a traditional question I have to do, but I have to acknowledge you.
Okay.
doing your own radio show and hung up from doing a radio show and reconnected, and here you are. So thank you for that.
You're very welcome. Yeah, I do that every week on Hay House Radio, Talking to Spirit. And so I've been there for about a year, and it's a really nice forum to give people an opportunity to discuss spiritual communication and so forth. So thank you.
Yes, very lovely.
That to you. So I'm still in this space.
Excellent. Okay, well, let's just keep that vibe going.
Okay.
You know, right here on the Dr. Julie Show, we have a tradition because I really like to gather a lot of different perspectives on what we call unity consciousness or the unified field and what that really represents. And so I'd love to have you respond. My very first question of you is, what does all things connected mean to you?
Oh, that's a good question. I like that, Julie. Very good.
Thanks.
I love that question because right now there's been a change in consciousness. I think more people are becoming aware of this sense of connectedness. So I'm going to answer in a different way here, that we live in a three-dimensional world, right? And this will apply to probably the whole show. In this three-dimensional world, as you said before, you just mentioned it, we have certain labels that we use that it can apply to this three-dimensional world. And in this world, there's a sense of being separate from one another, and there's also a sense of people think we die. There is no death, and there really is no separativeness. So those are the two biggest illusions we have in this three-dimensional world. In truth, when we leave this three-dimensional world and go back home to the spirit realms, we realize that we are connected to one another, that there is uniformity, there's a oneness. So I say the connectedness is that sense of oneness. And I, it's so funny because in the book I talk about God, but I don't talk about God in the traditional way with a man with a white beard and holding a golden book of rules. I talk about God as one. And to me, one means omnipresent nurturing energy. And so I think there's a oneness. We all have that connectedness, that light, that God spark in each person. So I think that's what that connectedness is, that oneness of consciousness.
You know, one of the things that you just said, thank you, that was beautiful, James. You said a nurturing presence, a nurturing energy. Talk more about the nurturing part of God. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think that God is love. I think God is pure love. I think we are love. We are loving beings. And if people have a hard way to conceive what that is, I say, think of God, if you will, as the sun. A star, and that we are part of one of the rays of that sun of light. So we are love. We are that energy, and I just think that's what it is. It's love. That's I think we are love. So God is.
I like
that's
that.
That's what nurturing, or energy or love. You can use the same, you know, different words for the same thing. To me, nurturing is love, and it's if you can find that love that within each person, or that light within each person. You tend to nurture them, love them, you see that. And everybody, I think part of our reason to come back on this earth, this three-dimensional earth, is to recognize that light, first, of course, within ourselves, but then also to find it in every other person that comes upon our path.
So that's kind of what you were referring to in your book when you talk about following the path of love as your soul's destiny. That's what we're here to do.
Yes, because I think that the soul is who we are, our unique core of our being, is made from the element of love. And I think that's really what being true to our nature is, being true to love. And it's unfortunate that the human being, the human, gets in the way of limitations and of concepts that are limiting and of fear. And I tell people all the time in my work that life to me is a series of choices. And all it is a choice based upon two things, either love or fear. And it's nothing else. I think it's just like it really comes down to the common denominator of love and fear. And I think that as humans, we tend to make things more complicated than they need to be. So we get caught up in the complexity of the simplicity. It's so simple, but we want to make it complex, you see. But love or fear, that's all it is. And everything's based on love or fear.
Well, and that's a pretty universal teaching for different religions. And so when we come back, I really want to understand your perspective because you have this unique, very soulful perspective on what is the spirit and the soul and why do we have a body and then the differences between religion and spirituality and what is consciousness. I really want to talk
simple
about
question.
A lot of these
simple
things.
Question, yeah.
Very simple. We should be able to do it in just a few minutes. But before... But before we go to break, James, let's make sure our listeners know how to find you, because you're doing so many things. You're on Gaia TV, you're on Hay House Radio, and they can find you where?
They can find me on my Facebook page, James Van Prague, and on my website, which is www.vanprague.com.
Okay, vanprague.com. Okay, we'll talk more about that and make sure our listeners know. We'll repeat that again later, but we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, what is the difference between spirit and soul? We'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Negative self-talk plays a major role in how we create fear and anxiety. You're probably familiar with that worried, insecure, or critical voice that rises from somewhere deep inside, often at the most inopportune moments. You don't seem to choose the limiting, anxiety-triggering, or self-sabotaging thoughts, nor do you seem to be in control of them. Over the years, I've found that rather than ignoring or suppressing these negative thoughts, what works best is to redirect the mind with at least three counterbalancing arguments that shed light on the opposite, positive points of view. For example, if your negative thought was something bad will happen, counterbalances could be, right now I'm okay. There have been many times I was worried and everything turned out well. I have the strength and abilities to handle anything that comes my way. Positive counterbalancing is training your mind to search for and find uplifting and empowering perspectives for any given situation.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Thank you. We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. My guest today is James Van Praagh. He has a brand new book out called Adventures of the Soul, and I love it. And I'm not going to tell you why I connect with the book, James, because if we need to, I'm really going to test your skills later. You are a psychic okay. medium, so I'm not going to tell you. However, I promised our listeners we would look at what is the difference between spirit and soul, and why does it matter? So let's talk about that. Last night I was teaching a class, and you know, to bring some of these brand new concepts in and help people understand can be a challenge because our language just doesn't fit sometimes. That's why we like poetry and art and Correct. You know, and music that can bring some of these things in for people. So let's talk about that for a minute. What is the difference between spirit and okay. soul?
Well, first of all, it's true. We don't have the language, or we don't use it correctly. And I'm also one of that's guilty of that as well, because we tend to use spirit and soul as the same thing, and we tend to just use that. And it really is, there is a difference. So first of all, the soul is our eternal self. It's our eternal being, if you will, which has traveled over eons and eons of times, lifetimes, not only on this planet, but other solar systems, other star systems, other forms of being, if you will. That's our soul, an essence of ourselves. Okay, so the soul comes into this physical body when it comes to the incarnation. Your soul, which is the spirit soul, sorry, soul. This part comes into the body, and is your soul is within this physical vessel right now. Or let me just put it another way: an aspect of your soul or a part of your soul is in the physical body. Now, when I say part of the soul, what I mean is the soul is an exact replica of your physical body, but at a faster vibration of speed. Okay? So I say part of your soul, because a lot of people say to me, well, James, you know, if you're talking to somebody in the spirit world, they're reincarnated, how can you speak with them? So when I say part of it, what I mean is that you are just, this is just a part of your being. We are on many, many levels, and our soul is part of many, many levels. So the totality of our soul, I don't think will be fully realized till we pass over to the other dimensions. So again, it's hard for us to apply three-dimensional, third-dimensional concepts and laws to a sixth dimension because it's hard for us to understand it. So before, when I talked about the sun is a soul. The sun is part of the soul. And the ray of that light is an aspect of your soul, which is right now within our body. That could be our soul. We can call that our soul, but it's an aspect of our being. And I see the spirit is, if you will, the essence of the soul. So it's like the breath of the soul. So if you want to look at it this way, the physical body, it's a heart. The analogy I'd like to use sometimes is like a candle. The candle is the physical body, and the wick could be the soul, but the flame could be the spirit. So it gives that soul animation. Does that make sense? It's the breath.
Yeah.
It's the breath.
I love
the breath, I guess you'd say.
That's what I liked about it. That's what stuck out with me when you said it's the breath. I love that. I think of it as the essence, the essence of who yeah. we are. It's like this expression of the essence here. It's that breath. So I like that definition. So what's consciousness?
Well, let me just go one step further to another thing.
Okay.
Maybe it's the spirit, that breath, that brings the essence to life.
Yes. I love that. I love it. Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that one. Okay. So let's add now to this dimension, because we talk about consciousness. We talk about the collective consciousness or the collective unconscious, and we have all of these levels of consciousness. What is consciousness then?
Well, simply put, because I'm really pretty simple. Just very, very simple. I'm not very bright. I'm a simple person. I think that consciousness, when we talk about consciousness, we've got to be very, very careful, again, that we don't get lost in the complexity of it all. So to me, consciousness is awareness. It's a sense of awareness. It's just different levels of awareness, if you will. So we're conscious of ourselves sitting in a physical body. We're conscious of that part of ourselves right now. But we're much, much more than that, see? So there are different levels of consciousness and awareness. So if level of consciousness and awareness, there are different levels of awareness, if you will. So there are some people that are walking on this earth, and the spirit people refer to them as the walking dead, and that is because they're unconscious. They're unconscious or unaware of anything spiritual. They're unaware that spirit people are around them. They're unaware of their thoughts, that thoughts have power, about how they treat people is very, very important. So they don't understand all that, and they call that the unconscious. So it's just an awareness, if you will. Let's just break it down to it's an awareness.
Mm-hmm. I really appreciate that. We were talking about levels of awareness and really how literally if we tune in, I'm going to use one of my easy metaphors for you, James, and then ask you about the power of our thoughts because you mentioned that. Mm-hmm. So literally, if we tune in an awareness onto something, that creates a reality. But just as quick as we're tuned into that, if we shift our awareness to something else, that just collapses and disappears and goes away. And really, it's a nice way of helping people understand the power that they have over their own consciousness and their life when they can focus their awareness in on what really matters and really change the world around them in so many ways. So does this awareness have power, and do thoughts have power?
You're so funny. I'm going to say that. It's a couple of things. We are our thoughts. We are our thoughts. So power. Thoughts have power. Thoughts are real. Thoughts are things. All around us right now, wherever we're sitting, wherever they're listening to this show right now, whether in their office, their home, their car, wherever they're listening to this, all around them are waves of energy, whether it's microwaves, whether it's gamma rays, television waves, radio waves, all around us. But we don't see them with the physical eyes. And that's because they're outside that realm of, if you will, our consciousness, our physical consciousness. But it doesn't mean they don't exist. So thoughts that people have are very real on another level. And the spirit people often talk about, when they come close to their loved ones, they see their thoughts. They see the thoughts that they have of them all the time. Then, and when we pass to the world of spirit, we live in a world of thought. And we, now this is something which is very interesting, that everyone listening should know this, that when you pass to the world of the spirit, you are met by all of the thoughts you've ever created. So you create your world based upon your thoughts. You create your reality based upon your thoughts. So how can we continue to create a wonderful world around us, a life that we really want to live and empowered? Well, surround yourself with that type of energy or reminders to put yourself there. So, for instance, in my room, I have signs about love. I have signs about peace. I have wonderful poems here. I have wonderful spiritual books here. Just to remind me into my mind, my thought forms that I'm sending out, I should be in a positive level. I also need to tell you that it's very important that what we have to realize that how you think of another person affects them. So, and everybody, this is really interesting. When I've met some people before and they come to a workshop of mine, I say, oh my goodness, how many people here took a bath or shower today? They think I'm crazy. They go, huh? I said, so you're concerned about your physical body. What about your spirit body? What about people who are thinking about you? Thoughts are real. Thoughts are like bullets, and they go right to the target. So if someone's thinking about you, you're holding on to their thoughts. What do we do to cleanse the thoughts from other people out of our space?
Really got any important. Tricks for us? How do we
do
that?
I do have some tricks for you. I certainly do. I have some tricks I do them every day, and people should, because we need to be responsible for our sacred space, which is the auric space around us. So what I do every morning when I take my shower, after I'm finished cleaning the physical body, I will imagine, if you will, meditation, imagine, awareness, that's fine, a beautiful spiritual golden light, a divine light coming to the top of my head, going through the entire body, surrounding every cell, organ, muscle, and also the outside of my body, the envelope, the sacred space, my aura, a beautiful golden light. And I just feel that gold light take away, absorb any energies that are dense energies, other people's energy, any psychic debris. And I just visualize it going out of my fingertips and out of my toes as kind of like gray matter, if you will, down to the drain so that Mother Earth can recycle to love. And you will do that. If you do it for a while, you get to a point where you feel centered. And then you can begin to program your day. And I always say, may God go before me and show me the way. So I'm setting up the vibration of frequency. May God go before me and show me the way. And that way you're putting before you this frequency of energy that people who don't have the right thoughts for you, kind of, they get bounced off. If they're not, the word God and the word love are the same vibrational frequency. So if you surround yourself with that love, and then you put that white light around, a lot of people with white light, and you put that loving energy there, if people send stuff to you and it's not of love, it kind of bounces off. Repels. It works.
Very nice. Even, you know, energetically, whether people understand, it's like those microwave, you know, that you're talking about, is whether they know that it works or not, or understand how it works or not, just that exercise helps put them in a beautiful awareness and in a really clear space for themselves. It's really a nice centering and grounding tool, let alone literally clearing the auric field.
And it's a sense of awareness, or mindful. I call it mindfulness, being mindful, being aware of. If you do that, first of all, when people start doing that, they become mindful. They become aware of their space. They become aware that energy is important, that other people send them. And eventually, they'll become very mindful of how they treat another human being, how powerful their thoughts are, how they use their thoughts. And so, it's a really good beginning for people on their journey to start being more mindful and more aware.
Mm. Great. I love that. When we were talking about this, the thing that just popped into my mind for a discussion that I'd like to bring up after the break is that so often right now we have these two camps of people who really go to masters, guides, teachers, for guidance, and then there's this new thing of saying, go direct now. Your higher self is there, connected. Let's stop using someone in between, and you're a medium. And so I'm really curious to see where this conversation could go. So we're going to take a quick break. Listeners, you can find James at vanprag.com, which is vanprag.com. And after the break, find out, should you be calling on your angel guides, masters, teachers, or can you go direct? We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
The Read of a Lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You're back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, and I'm here with James Van Praagh. Before the break, we were talking about the whole idea of having having something between us and this source energy, this nurturing energy that we're talking about. And James, we were talking, I said, you know, we're taught, a lot of traditions will teach going to your angel guides, going to your masters, your teachers. You are a medium and you bring in ancestors and give information that way. And then there's a lot of conversation on the planet right now of that we're really evolving past this, and we can go direct and tune into our own source. And so obviously having a medium here, you go to something when you do your work. So let's help people understand this.
Okay, great. Number one, I think everybody is a medium from one degree or another. And what is a medium? A medium is somebody who brings through channeled energy, energy that's channeled, if you will. And so everybody has this creative energy coming through, but they use it in different ways. And I like to look at it like a radio band with radio with that 99.5 this way. Some people do things like maybe they cook, they're chefs, they have restaurants. Maybe 99.7, they're accountants. Maybe 102.3, they're psychics, or 104, they're mediums. Or we all use that energy in a different way, okay? Mm-hmm. But as far as mediumship, getting in touch with spirit, I think it's like this. I think there are certain people that are born. We're all born with intuition, number one, which is the soul's GPS. So we're all born intuitively. So we have the little voice within, which is a God-given voice, which is our sixth sense. Everybody has that. Now, there are some people that are born with a little bit more of it in a different degree, if you will, and those can be very psychic people, or they can be mediumship people. So everybody is born with a possibility of playing the piano, but not everybody is a concert pianist. So when people have that mediumship, so there are different degrees of psychism and different degrees of mediumship, and they're two very different energies to work with. So everybody has psychic ability, which is you can read energy before things happen. You'll know precognition. You'll know things about the energy of the person from the past, the future, the present. And that's really what psychic or intuition is that. And people can, if they want, they can meditate, quiet the mind, and receive channeled, if you will, energy coming in where they can intune themselves with higher energies, with guides, with angels, with teachers. No doubt about it. You can get in touch with your guides. There's no. Everybody's able to do that, and everybody's a medium to some degree. But really, to be a true medium, you really have to work at it and develop it over many, many years. The psychic part you don't, because the psychic part. I mean, you can develop your psychic ability, of course, but everybody is intuitive from one degree or another, and that can be developed to a point. But mediumship is something very, very different. It's almost like a profession. It's like medical science. You've got 8 years of medical school. For mediumship, you're really, for me, this is my feeling, my personal feeling. For me, I really have to develop that ability to be able to discern properly and really be responsible for really bringing through that spirit fully, if you will, the personality, what they want to say, not my own stuff, not James's ego, not James's what's in his head he wants to say. It's really about surrendering your mind and letting the spirit world come in and using your mind in the way that you create, if you will, the personality right before that, the person, and they see them. So there's a little bit of a difference between the two.
So James, you know, a lot of mediums really learn how to communicate in symbols, and that guides that communication. Others feel an essence and maybe hear. There's all these different gifts that we have. How do you work? And how does it work?
Great question, Julie. Yes, everybody works differently. Every medium works very differently. There are some mediums whose makeup, I guess, whether it's through genetics, through the inheritance, of course, that their abilities are through signs. They'll see signs. A red rose means love. A cake means a birthday. That's how they work with signs. There are some mediums that are very clairaudient, which means they hear spirit subjectively or objectively. There are others that are clairvoyant, but they see spirit objectively or subjectively. But most mediums are clairsentient, which means sensing, clairsensing. So me personally, I'm clairsentient. I sense the personality first, and then I will hear thoughts in my head clairaudiently. And I will also receive things clairvoyantly. It really depends on how the spirit wants to project the thought and project an image. And the way mediumship works is the soul, part of the soul, is the mind. The mind continues on after this physical death, because physical death, the brain dies. That's part of the physical body. But the soul, which is the mind, part of the mind, continues on. which contains all the memories that person had when they were alive, and the essence of their being, and through a lifetime. So that's what lives on. So I'm able to, really, when a spirit wants to communicate with me, and I'm working, they really will project from their mind into my mind thoughts, memories, and feelings of themselves to the receiver. Mm-hmm. And that's how I work.
So do you tune in to that, or does that try to tune into you? So like,
both.
If we were
both
sitting here and someone was coming to you for a reading with me, what happens?
So let's say, for instance, you mentioned your dad passed. Let's say if I tune into your dad here, and I will tell you that what you've already sent out a thought, probably before the show, I bet, that you want to talk to your dad maybe. So spirit will hear thoughts very, very clearly because they live in a mental world. So they receive the thoughts really, really clearly. And he comes in, and he might not know how to do this because it's the first time he's ever tried to attempt to come through a medium. So there's a process. He must concentrate on his thoughts and feelings and project them into my mind, and hopefully I'll be at the bandwidth that he's able to to send it, and I'm able to pick it up. Okay? So first thing I'll say to you, Julie, is let me just try tuning into it. Now, you told me his name. All you told me was his name was John, and I got to tell you that. I need to, and I just give you whatever comes into my mind here, okay? I'm first going to tell you, I think there's been separation with the family in some way, so I don't know why he's talking to me about that, but is there a geographical separation between family members?
Yes.
Okay. And there's also something, and again, he's just giving me thoughts here, that, I don't know who William is. Is it William or Bill? I don't know who that might be. But you know someone in the spirit world with that name, William or Bill, that he would have known of? Well, they're relative or friends.
I was going to say his friend, but that wasn't his friend's name. I'm not sure.
Well, write that down. It's a William, but known as Bill.
Okay.
I also want to talk about a farm or land, farmland or rural land.
Uh-huh.
So I would have to go to back in time where John would know about either farmland or rural land. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So I don't know if he grew up in that, but I know that he was surrounded when he was younger about living in that environment or being around that environment. Okay.
Yes.
And I know that there is a very strong sense of family growing up with him. And I know it's a close-knit thing growing up, family, right? And as things get older, he talks about different generations, different things happen. And that whole idea of people moving away or geographically being separated really would be something in his time that wouldn't really happen because we're close in family. Understand?
Yes.
Okay. I know that there was a discrepancy over money. I know what that means. So something about a discrepancy over a sale or something, or a discrepancy of money. So that's important to know that. And who had one leg shorter than the other? Weird.
Oh, gosh. I don't know, but that is very possible.
The one leg shorter than the other. And I know there's a lady here, so I think it's grandparents, too. And I think it might have been a grandfather, one leg shorter than the other. I'm seeing a house that had a porch on it, like a front porch. And I was sitting on the front porch.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be something like what generation back. So I think he would know that house. So it must have been grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you know about that?
I know the house on the farm. I know that one, the old homestead farm. And yeah.
Great. But it's definitely the porch. Someone has the porch. There's someone sitting on a porch here. I think it's grandparents. And just to see what I get. And I would want to tell you there's a Margaret or Minnie somewhere. I don't know what that is. And an April connection for some reason. April connection and December connection. So what is that? You know that? Those two things? April and December.
Well, December, he had two daughters born in December on the same day.
Okay, wow. Significant. Okay. I just want to say, I know you're one of them probably, right? You
said, yes.
But I want to say I'm going to be there for the birthdays, or those December dates are going to be there. And I know that I just got to say that. Okay. Do you ever look at poems or poetry books or things like this?
Yes, I do.
Because I know your dad wants me to say to you, he's impressing upon me to say to you something about you were either recently looking at a book of poetry, or it was on a bookshelf, or you picked it up and you looked at it.
Very true. Just recently.
Okay. And he wants me to let you know he was there watching you do that. And he said you need to take more time out for yourself. And he said, at that time when you were doing that, you were taking time out for yourself. And he said, you need to do more of that. Mm-hmm. And he said, you tend to get things started
but don't finish them. And you know why Chicago would be significant?
My daughter lived in Chicago, but she's moved.
Okay, and is there any reason for someone to go back to Chicago or have a business in Chicago or get transferred to Chicago or something like Chicago? Don't know about that yet.
Nope, not yet.
Would you please keep that in mind that I told you that he told you that, because I got that really strongly, and I see the John Hancock building, so I know that's Chicago, and it's really strong, there's something coming up with that, and I like that feeling I get, okay? And I know horses when I'm younger, so I don't know what the horses meant.
He had a horse. There's a picture of him on a horse that all of us have.
Okay, because so I like that. I really, really like that with him, and I want you to think of him. Oh, that's interesting. He said to think of him when you think of him that way and at that age.
That's nice.
And
yes.
Don't think of him as old, and don't think of him as he. I don't know. He couldn't walk or couldn't get around, but he's okay, and he has his mind back. He said.
Oh, nice. Well, you know what? You know what? I hate to stop because I love this rolling in, but we have to take a commercial break. So we are here with James Van Prague, and stay with us for more right after this break.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on The Dr. Pat Show every month.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Hello, welcome back. You're on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. And gosh, I wish we could have done that reading a whole hour long, but I want to wrap up with a few more things. But first, I want to remind you, you can find James at vanprog.com. Look him up. You'll find him everywhere, and it won't be difficult to find it. And also, please visit our website, thedrjulieshow.com. We have so many amazing guests coming up this fall and winter, and all the archives for previous shows are there. So tune in, thedrjulieshow.com, and stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie. And James, on my Facebook page, I had a few people say, you know, why don't you ask him this? I said, what do you want to hear from James Van Praagh? And there were a couple of really good things, and I think they're worthy of bringing up. So one of them was really, how do we align with our spiritual purpose or our soul's purpose and really put that into action? What does it mean for us to do that? And, you know, obviously we have gifts here, so what do we need to do to activate that?
Well, number one, we have to make a commitment. That's the number one thing. And I hear all the same question all the time. For people who are used to being in society, they take a pill and everything's over or done or changed. It's not like that. You have to make a commitment for the process. It's a process. And the number one way is to put some time aside, whether it's every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock or every Wednesday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. If you can do the same time, that helps to make it like kind of a habit. And what you really want to do is quiet the mind. You want to begin to quiet the mind. And whether it's meditation, quieting the mind, just getting into the stillness, and really listening to the quiet, because the quiet is really loud. And when you start doing that, you start aligning to your soul's nature, yourself. You know, the soul is tucked so beautifully behind the heart. And that's really where it is. And you really learn how to you are when you sit in that quiet, because it forces you in a way to get away from the mind and going into the heart. And a lot of people are going to say, well, I have trouble with meditation because I think of things all the time, like a chatter in the mind, which is common. You know, you're sitting there being quiet and all of a sudden thinking, what am I going to have for dinner tonight? Or what is that neighbor mowing the lawn for? When are they going to stop? These things are normal. They're natural to have these mind chatter. And people just realize if you just go into a meditation or quietness, having the awareness that, guess what, you're going to have those things happen. And that's it. Just let them float by. Okay, so you're going to have some dinner, that's fine. Don't give it any energy. Don't charge it. So just let it go float by. Observe it. Just observation. Let it go by. And that's it. And if you do that on a regular basis and being patient with it, you'll get into that stillness and the quietness. And it's amazing. It's like a flower opening up. And it's this very strong aspect of your soul. And you start having a relationship with yourself. And that's how to do it. So quieting the mind, but giving yourself the time, the commitment to do that.
That's beautiful. I really appreciate the scheduling it part, because so often, you know, we just neglect that part of ourselves, and it needs to be foremost, just like brushing your teeth every morning and taking that shower you talked about. Okay, so how, this is another, I love this comment. This question came from the Facebook page. How do you tie everything together so well with this serious matter of really being a medium with your humor and your love and your playfulness? They want to know, how do you do this? You do it so well.
Well, you know, I, from the very beginning, I've been doing it for 33 years, long time, that I learn every day, you know, and you have to be willing to be open to learning every day. No matter where you are, there's always room for development. The more I know, the more I realize I don't know. But I also know that because there is no such thing as death, death is an illusion. There's only life, so there is no death. So it's not, to me, something which is, you know, well, the hard thing. It's difficult. It's difficult, really. Losing a child is a very difficult thing, or any other kind of death. It's difficult in the human form. But if we take one step back and we see things as they are, that we are souls having a human experience, not the other way around. If you look at it from that point of view, you're always going to be, you're bigger than, you're better than, it's a different perspective. That's how I do that. I also find that joy, J-O-Y, is part of the journey, J-O-U-R-N-E-Y, journey, joy, part of the journey. And I try to find that if I can align myself with that vibration of joy and try to find amusement every day in many ways and change the energy what I'm putting out there, it comes back to me. So I have a great life in that I have people that are around me that sustain me, that are happy people and joyful people, only because that's what I'm putting out. So it's up to me as a spiritual being to be responsible for the thoughts they give out, for how I change the energy in the space. If I'm on an elevator with somebody and they're just looking at their phone or looking at the numbers, I say, hi, how are you today? And I change the energy. I engage with them.
And no matter where it is, whether it's Starbucks or an elevator or in a car or at a red light, I will engage with people. And everybody wants validation. Everybody wants to. So I think if people tend to do that too, that it helps them to have joyfulness.
Nice.
Change the energy, bringing love. And remember, love or fear, that's all it's about.
So let's talk about love and fear in the world right now. So there's a lot changing and shifting and evolving on our planet.
Yep.
What do you know about that? Let's talk about that and close out the show.
Okay. Well, I just know that there's always going to be change because we're in transition always. We're here to grow on this earth. This is our schoolroom, one of many, many schoolrooms. But this schoolroom, Earth, is one of transitions. It's changing all the time. And sometimes there's more intense to growing and expanding than other times. So a lot of people say, well, right now it's a lot of things going on that are not good things, a lot of wars going on, a lot of killings, a lot of things. Well, I also think there's a lot more light on the planet. So when you have more light, you illuminate the darkness. So more of the darkness appears more. You'll think, oh, there's more of it because it's there, it's prevalent. I also think the media builds a lot of things up as well, okay? Mm. So I think, but you have to, and people often worry about the world, oh, my God, what's going to happen with the world, and what can I do with the world? And I say, you know, number one, you need to stop and take care of the microcosm. So first, take care of your own world. Be responsible for your own world and the love of your own self and your own world, the world right around you. And I do believe that there is a rippling effect. I think there's an expansion that goes on, that goes out into the outer world, once you start living in the inner world. And that's really what it is. And send things with love. Use that energy of love. Many times I say pink light people that are doing you wrong, pink light them, send them love. And situations in the world, when you meditate, envision the world and send love, pink light all around the world, or certain war-torn areas or diseased areas, send them love. Just send thoughts or things. So be responsible. Send out those thoughts. That's all we can do. And live accordingly. Live in that love, not fear.
You know, what I appreciate about what you just said, James, and we talk about this a lot when we have guests on that are really advocating for social change or environmental change or whatever, and often it comes down to people feeling powerless, like, how can I change this huge, big system that needs to be changed or save the world? And really what you're saying is just do what's right in front of you. Do what's right around you.
Things you can control is yourself, your thoughts, your energy. You can control that. And through that, eventually you will change other people. There's a rippling effect. It'll affect someone else. And it really does work. Listen, 30-something years ago, I was one of the only mediums out there on television that really, and people said I was crazy, and if it'll, you know, lock them up. And now look at things. And Spirit said it's going to change. The consciousness will change. But you have to be true to who you are and do from love. And that's what I've done. And now look at mediumship. It's kind of mainstream now. It's everywhere. And that's true with anything. I mean, if we just come from a space of love with our microcosm, it'll eventually go into the macrocosm.
Thank you. James, you know, it was a delight having you on the show today, and
thanks,
I really
Julie.
Appreciate you making the time. I know you bent time to be here after doing your own show for an hour. Okay. So I want to remind our listeners they could find you at vanprag.com, VanPraagh, and look for his new book. It's out everywhere, Adventures of the Soul. One last, any one-minute billboard here. What do you want to say to our listeners?
I want to say, you know, I'm just going to repeat what I said before, which is take time to be with yourself. And instead of being in judgment when you look at someone or a situation, instead of jumping into judgment, remember, judgment is fear-based, okay? And so choose love over fear. Step back when you want to, before you judge somebody, step back, take a breath, take 2 steps back, and see what lesson your soul is learning from that situation instead of jumping into judgment.
Beautiful. Thank you, James. That's a good lesson for everybody.
Julie,
I appreciate you being here, and hopefully we'll have you back again.
Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. We'll see you right back here next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com for next week's guests
and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on The Dr. Pat Show every month.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.